This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Arab Emirates says four commercial ships were subjected to sabotage operations Sunday near its territorial waters in the Gulf of Oman. Reuters' Eve Johnson has details.
Saudi Arabia says two of its oil tankers were among those targeted by a, quote, sabotage attack off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. The UAE issued a statement on Sunday saying that four commercial vessels had been hit, without giving any details of what had actually happened. It confirmed there had been no casualties or spills. The incidents occurred near Fujairah Port, one of the world's largest bunkering hubs. It lies just outside the Strait of Hormuz, which separates the Gulf states from Iran. The strait is a major global oil and gas shipping route and lately has been in the media spotlight as tensions between Iran and the United States escalate.
Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has had a change of plans for his European trip. His first stop will be Brussels instead of Moscow. His trip to Russia also comes as tensions simmer between the two countries over Iran. A State Department official says that Pompeo is meeting with European officials Monday to discuss a range of pressing matters, including Iran. Originally, Pompeo had planned to meet Monday with U.S. diplomats and business leaders in Moscow. The rest of the trip plans remain intact. The Secretary of State travels to Sochi Tuesday for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The trip comes a few weeks ahead of a G20 summit. The UN said Sunday that the redeployment of Houthi forces from key ports in Yemen went in accordance with established plans. The UN is slated to verify the first phase of Houthi troop withdrawal on Tuesday. The redeployment efforts began Saturday in accordance with an agreement in December reached in Sweden between Yemen's government and the Iran-aligned Houthi rebels. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping are likely to meet during a G20 summit in Japan at the end of June and discuss trade. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow made the statement on Fox News Sunday. Mr. Trump on Friday more than doubled tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods, boosting the rate from 10% to 25%. China had previously imposed taxes on $110 billion of American products, but has not said how it might retaliate against Mr. Trump's latest increase in tariffs. VOA's Ira Melman spoke to Philip Levy, a senior fellow at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, about what this means for the American consumer.
Consumers are going to face higher costs when they're buying goods that either were directly made in China or that used parts made in China.
And what about farmers? What about U.S. agriculture?
U.S. agriculture is going to feel the pain. I think they thought that relief was on the way. They've been having a hard time. They've been facing low prices, and I thought they were going to get their hard-won markets back. It doesn't appear to be the case.
According to Kudlow, China has backtracked from some of its commitments in that the sticking point was to ensure Beijing puts the changes it had promised into law. According to officials and witness accounts, gunmen killed six people attending mass at the Catholic Church of Dablo in northern Burkina Faso Sunday morning. Witnesses told VOA Africa that the priest and five churchgoers were among the victims. The attackers, said to be about 40 on motorcycles, set parts of the church and nearby shops on fire before leaving the scene roughly an hour and a half after they arrived. Last week, five people were shot dead in a Protestant church in a small northern town. Israeli prosecutors have dropped murder charges against a Jewish suspect in a 2015 arson attack that killed a Palestinian toddler and his parents. Under a plea bargain, the unnamed suspect pleaded guilty to a racially motivated conspiracy in staking out the Palestinian village with a co-defendant. Prosecutors will seek a five-year prison sentence, and they agreed not to pursue the more serious charge of murder, noting the suspect was a teenager and a minor at the time of the attack. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says he's instructed his political envoy to immediately open relations with the U.S. military. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
U.S.-backed Guaido told modest crowds in Caracas he has asked his ambassador in Washington to open direct communications toward possible coordination. Repeating language used by President Donald Trump, Guaido says he's keeping all options on the table to remove Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. In recent days, Venezuelan security forces arrested National Assembly Vice President Edgar Zambrano. Other lawmakers also scrambled for refuge in foreign embassies following an unsuccessful military rebellion on April 30th. I'm Sarah Bassett.
More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.